to the third hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Everything reclining chairs. I'm Chase with Lex and Holly on this Monday, March 25th, 2024. Coming up in just a little bit, the Monday edition of Am I the Asshat, ripped directly from the very popular Reddit threads, or basically BuzzFeed. Then the Dirt Alert, the full-size version with Holly Roberts. And then you just heard it right here, confirmed.
Yes.
Livin' La Vida Ángel with a big fat movie review of the number one movie, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Did it freeze Ángel or did it warm him up? We'll find out. And then
there's ice.
There is ice.
Be careful out there.
And then we'll end the show with Ancient Amphibian. I mean, come
yes.
on.
The pop culture twist.
I mean, how can you get better than Ancient Amphibian? Yeah. I don't know if you can, but that's all coming up. But right now, every Monday and Wednesday at the top of our third hour, we do a little thing called Am I the Asshat? So let's try these on. Let's try this on for size.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I wrong?
Am I the Asshat?
As I said moments ago, we pull these directly from the Reddit thread, ongoing Reddit thread, Am I the A-hole? These are written from the person's perspective. We do not write these. So judge and decide for yourself. Here we go. Am I the asshat for telling my roommate my stripper pole is staying in the living room?
Okay, wait to hear this.
We could just end the segment right here. I mean, that's you could just roll a commercial. Okay, here we go. A few months ago, I decided, 20-year-old female.
Okay.
I wanted to take up pole dancing. I told my roommate, Amanda, also a 20-year-old female, and Holly, a 26-year-old female.
Hey, Holly.
that I was thinking of getting one and installing it in the living room. And they said, go ahead. Side note. She has already a little side note. We had no furniture at the time, so this pole was installed in an empty living room. A little while later, since nobody else was getting furniture, I got a couch off Facebook Marketplace. Holly also got a TV for the living room. Look at Holly stepping up. Mm-hmm. Right after we got the TV, Holly demanded that we move the pole out of the backside of the living room so that the TV and couch could fit in the corner where the pole already is. I was confused by her request because the couch was already placed close to the center of the living room and there was an outlet available for the TV to go in front of the couch. I asked Holly why she wanted to move it into the corner and she said because she wants a, quote, cozy little nook. I told her that the pole is quite difficult to move and install and the pole being in the existing spot gives me enough room. The new spot that she suggested would have me slightly in the way of the hallway and I couldn't tell if there was a stud in the wall where she wants me to move it. Because of those reasons, I kindly told Holly that I wouldn't be moving the pole and the couch can stay where it is on the other side of the living room, partly because I own the couch. And since she simply asked me, I'm allowed to say no. She didn't respond well to this. She contacted our rental company and told them that we had a, quote, unauthorized stripper pole, end quote, in our unit. And that no one agreed to. Administrator came to our unit and told me that the pole needed to be removed. I was obviously livid that she, a friend of mine, snitched on me. So I told Holly, if she still wants her cozy little nook, she can get her own couch. I'm restricting her from using my couch. Am I the asshat? 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. It's the case of the misplaced stripper pole. Lex?
Time to move out. Wow. Can we say they all are? Oh.
You certainly can.
The stripper pole was there first, but then, you know, things change. You have to be a little flexible. Oh, Gosh, and how often is she using that stripper pole? Yeah, I just have more questions than answers, but can I say that they're all asshats?
You certainly can.
And it sounds like this isn't going to last long, so one of them should just, you know, move out.
I will tell you that Reddit readers chose the everyone sucks option.
Okay, oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Holly, what do you think of Holly?
May I also add to the everyone and everything sucks about this scenario?
Please.
Because that's where I lie on this. Clearly, these people are pretty noob at having roommates. Because, stripper pole in the middle. No, you accommodate in the common area.
Yeah, put that in your room.
Yeah, if you want the stripper pole, put it in your room. That being
said. Nobody wants to watch someone practicing stripper pole.
No.
Either.
No.
Do you really?
No, I don't want to see that.
No.
Thank you. It's just everything about it. It's just,
goes in the category of no one wants to watch people put tights on, Lex, from Friday's show. Is that same?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Or, I mean, especially if she's doing, well, it just depends on how often, but.
Yeah.
Well, you're working through, it's like when you're learning the piano and they're hitting every wrong key. That happens for a while till they get it, you know?
Yeah, and you're just not learning. These people are not familiar with proper roommate etiquette.
Mm-mm.
This is the common area.
Yeah.
So compromises must be made in the common area. If you want a stripper pole and you want to put on a show for your pet gerbil that's in your bedroom, then Mr. Muffin can make it rain for you. But other than that... Everybody's messy.
Yeah. Ugh.
I'm with you. I find it interesting that then the, what was her name? She doesn't say what her name is. The writer then got even more childish by saying, you can't sit on the couch that I bought. This is just not going to end well. But they're all 20. They're literally, Holly is the oldest one at 26.
Mm.
And this is what happens when you live in a communal environment. You have to compromise. And I think everyone would agree that a stripper pole is not a usual addition to a living room.
Yeah, it's not like, let me keep my free weights and my kettlebell in the corner over there.
Yes.
And you can use them if you'd like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like Crate and Barrel has a stripper pole section, you know, or
well, they should.
IKEA. I mean, they could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. They can. Yeah, IKEA should have it. They call like,
yeah, and it'll take you 4 days to install.
Yeah,
or put together. Yeah,
yeah,
with very complicated instructions.
It has two umlauts in it.
Yeah. I was wondering how you spell that.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell that again, Holly? How do you spell that?
Yeah.
That's perfect. That's exactly how I thought we would spell it. Yeah. So,
that would be a nightmare.
Have you ever had a roommate, you know, other than the fact that the title was just funny, mm-hmm. I knew there wouldn't be a lot of debate, but it just made me think of roommate scenarios, like horrible roommate scenarios. Have either of you had a difficult scenario with a roommate, something like that? Not necessarily.
Oh, yeah. My whole freshman year of college, I think they do this on purpose because they know people are going to drop out. So they overaccept freshman year. And so on our floor, what was supposed to be study lounges or study hall areas right by the elevators were turned into quads. And I was one in the quad. And yeah, my roommates just had no sense of we're sharing space here. One was in ROTC, ROTC. So she would wake up at 4 a.m, get ready for training, which I admired. I thought that was great. But she would blow dry her hair in our room.
Before training for ROTC.
I think she was looking for some dudes, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I mean, I got it. Okay,
which, you know, hey, there's a lot of dudes in ROTC, so I get it. But do it in the common bathroom, lady.
Yeah.
Another one had relations, and I was so paranoid that she was doing it on my blanket because I had lent it to her the night before.
Oh my God. Another one
got so drunk that she peed in my trash can, and I caught her mid-pee. Yeah, we had a lot of fun, actually, our freshman year. So, yeah, yes. But I feel like in college, at least, that's part of, you know, the deal. You're kind of put together with people, and you have to deal. Mm-hmm. And whether that means you go into another room or whatever. But, you know, in this scenario, you're an adult and you can say, hey, I don't want to live here anymore.
Yeah.
And move on. But do you guys have some similar situations in college
or
a roommate?
Yeah. I had the roommate when I lived in Indy, when my ferret jumped to his doom, that I rarely saw because he basically lived at his girlfriend's house. But he would always leave like little pee dribbles on the toilet seat. And I hated that. But the roommate story that I always think of is my friend Michelle. Yeah. Is my friend Michelle. And this was my first encounter with college roommates because my friend, all of my high school friends were a year older than, except for Ange. And I went to visit my cool friend Michelle at Marion College in Indianapolis. And I walk in and Michelle had introduced me to her roommate whose name escapes me. So for the sake of the story, we'll call her Val. And I walk in and I'm all excited. I'm like, ooh, my friends are in college. This is cool. I'm on campus and I'm 17. And Michelle goes, Jason, this is Val. Val, this is Jason. And she goes, hello. And I remember on Val's side of Michelle's room, Michelle's side, it was pictures of The Cure, Winona Ryder, Edward Scissorhands, and I forgot who else. Michelle
Marilyn
was a
Manson.
A little emo. Not emo. That's not that again. That's an animal.
Emo.
My so-called life, Daria.
Not Daria. It's too young. But anyway, it was Winona Ryder. I know that from Edward Scissorhands. And anyway, and then on Val's side, it was nothing but nature pictures, like five perfectly placed nature pictures.
Oh,
Of like meadows and grassy plains.
What's wrong with that, Jace?
Okay, I know, but Lex. So I look at her and I'm like, "Hi, Val. Nice to meet you." And I remember we were going to Applebee's that night, and Michelle said, "Val, would you like to come with us?" And Val, who was sitting on the bed, looked up at us and she goes, "No, we're going to study tonight." And I'm like, "We are going to study? Like, who's we?" She talked in plurals and that never ended. And Michelle put in a transfer because it freaked her out because she would be like, "We're going to go to study hall." It's like, who are you going to study hall with? And are they
like,
in
what
the
are your
room?
Pronouns?
Yeah. Oh, this was before this was just she. This was before pronouns.
Are you
this
sure was just, you're not going to be doing it with the Shining Twins?
Yeah. Mm. It was always, "No, we're going to go to bed." Oh, are you, Val? Yeah. Michelle put in a transfer. I'm not kidding. I think within 3 months, she's like, "Get me out of here." Because she really thought she would wake up and be part of some ritual.
Well, the worst is not even your roommate. It's their boyfriends or girlfriends sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. I had one where they had to walk through our room to use the bathroom. There were four of us that lived in, it was like a double and then two singles. But then only one had access to the front door and then one had access to the bathroom. And her boyfriend would stare at us while we slept. Now, I was a deep sleeper, and Kelly, she was a light sleeper, so she's like, "Yeah, dude came by, and he was staring at you while you were sleeping," and I'm like, are you kidding me? She's like, "Don't worry, I was ready to drop kick him," and I'm like, "Well, that's gross."
That's disgusting.
Oh, gosh, but yeah, and to have a roommate like that who, was she doing anything else kind of weird other than speaking in we?
She was just odd. I mean, just an odd duck girl. I mean, Michelle had to 86 that nonsense. Get out of there. When we come back, Holly has the...
How not to be an asshat, especially when it comes to the mortgage world. Just go straight to First Equity. Work with David and the team because they can do it all. Conventional FHA, VA, first-time home buyer. They're independent, so you get that personalized attention you need and deserve when you're making such an important and significant financial decision. Whether you're buying your first home or looking to refinance, you want to dip into your equity, you have some home improvement that you want to do, you got to pay for some college. Look no further. They've been working in our market for 23 years and counting. And because they're independent, they can shop multiple lenders. They're not specifically attached to a bank. So that for you as a buyer, you get more options, better rates, more opportunities for down payment assistance. And also because of First Equity's reputation and getting pre-approved for a mortgage if you're buying your first home, that might be the edge that you need over another buyer, because that signals to the seller they got it together. They're ready, locked and loaded. So give them a call, 763-251-8000, or use my talk keyword, David.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
It's the only money-back guarantee we can offer on our show. Over the next few minutes, you will learn something about entertainment. Right, Holly, in the Dirt Alert.
That's right. And we're going to be talking about Rebel Wilson in the Dirt Alert this morning. Ooh. She's got a new memoir out April 2nd. It's called Rebel Rising. And this book was making headlines last week because Rebel Wilson claimed that a male star that she plans to expose in her upcoming memoir was trying to threaten her and had hired a crisis PR manager. And she's like, I'm going to be naming names. This person is a bleep. Mm. And according to her last week in an Instagram post, she teased that the book would name this bleep. And apparently that person was not all about that. Now, this is Rebel Wilson's Instagram story, a screenshot last week. I wrote about a bleep in my book. Now, said bleep is trying to threaten me. He hired a crisis PR manager and lawyers. He's trying to stop press coming out about my book, but the book will come out. And you all know the truth, says Rebel Wilson. And now we know the identity of the bleep.
Do you know who it is, Lex?
Yeah, I do. Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Do you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
It is Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah. It's kind of surprising because he does keep so quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But now I want to read her book more than ever. I mean, I didn't know about it till last Dirt Alert. Now I'm like, oh, I'm in.
I wonder what he did, like what he did to her specifically.
Yeah, they co-starred in the movie Grimsby together. Now, Rebel Wilson, in her memoir, Rebel Rising, has a whole chapter dedicated to him. It's chapter 23, by the way. And she's like, I will not be silenced. I am going to name names in this book, and he will not bully me into submission.
Wow. Do you think that she sent him the chapter and just like, hey, FYI?
I would think, if for fact-checking purposes.
Yeah.
And other editorial bits and bobs. Yeah, and I'm sure he probably read it.
Or to cover her legally.
Yeah, and to cover her legally. And I'm sure that he got it and was like, uh-oh.
Ooh, okay, you're his crisis team. What do you say? Ignore it? Do you say something? What do?
You have to say something. Mm. You keep it brief. You acknowledge, apologize, and keep it brief. Mm. That's what, I would immediately, unless, now look.
Do you admit that you've hired people to try to block it?
If he feels that she is lying in any capacity.
Yeah,
I guess if he feels like the truth or any aspect of the truth is on his side. But if not, then I acknowledge and apologize.
Wow.
And quickly do it.
Could this be an elaborate scam? Like a Borat situation? You know, how he goes undercover and then all of a sudden.
No, I think he just probably was a bleep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm like, maybe they're in cahoots together and it's for another role because he doesn't care sometimes.
Not without possibility, but yeah.
Not without possibility, but I think the tone of this book would say otherwise because she is really getting into her life story.
Yeah.
And taking on some pretty serious topics in this. So she's writing about her life in totality and what it's been like. So she said she's going to include her hard teenage years, becoming famous, her relationship with food, she says. So she's just being honest. No jokes here.
Oh, but maybe, I want to know.
Yeah. But see, look, now that we know all of this, what great publicity for Rebel Rising, because you know, Rebel Wilson, I would say she's on the B list at this point as far as celebrity goes. You know, we know her, she's busy behind the scenes, she's making movies, she's writing things, but she's not an A-lister.
No.
But now, tell us the dirt.
Or just have some publication read that chapter and then just tell us all about that chapter.
Oh, yeah. We await the report of the report like we always do at My Talk. Every once in a while, we'll dip into the primary sources, but you love a report of the report and can't wait it for Rebel Rising that comes out in early April.
When we come back, juicy. It is the number one movie in the country, in the world. Angel, Live and La Vida Angel. Angel saw Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire last night. Was it good? Will it slime you? Will it make you feel like a little marshmallow man? We'll find out. Coming up next.
Hey, it's Holly. For your local banking experts, Royal Credit Union. You're smart. I know you're smart. And you want to handle your money the smart way. And I'm doing that right now. I just opened a smart checking account with Royal Credit Union. It couldn't have been easier. This is what I did. I made my appointment online, stopped by my local branch for a personal consultation, and I'm now managing my money the smart way with Royal's Smart Checking. There's no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and my savings at Royal are insured by NCUA. Plus, here's another smart thing that Royal does. Royal makes it easy to access your money with a nationwide network of 40,000 surcharge-free ATMs. When you choose Royal, you're getting more free services and a financial partner you can grow with. And hey, that's pretty smart. Here's how you do it. You join Royal Credit Union today and manage your money the smart way. Go to rcu.org to open an account online or make your appointment at one of many of Royal Credit Union's convenient Twin Cities location. Go to mytalk1071.com. Keyword Royal.
How was the movie?
How was the movie?
My big fat movie review.
Alexis is husband. He's living La Vida on hell. Living La Vida on hell.
That's right. It's a Russian nesting doll, a segment within a segment. It's like a Cadbury cream egg, right, Lex?
That's right. It's a turducken right here, but he would never eat it. But there you go.
We're going to review Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, right, Lex?
That's right. And my husband, Angel's here. Hello. Are you there?
Snowbuster!
Yeah, we need some snowbusters today. That is true. But you weren't alone.
How are we doing? It's Frozen Empire today.
I know. Isn't that crazy how it lines up with our weather here?
Oh, my God. It was so perfect. We're doing the movie premiere Thursday. We came into the movie. It was nice and dry. We came out. The Ecto one was full of snow.
Did they have a replica out there on hell for the screening?
Yeah, they had like a mini, you know, like there's a lot of replicas and costumes. This was a costume van, like I think like a old Volkswagen, but it still looked really cool.
It was a van in a costume.
I posted a video of the van. So it's funny because you walk outside, I start, and the Ghostbusters song's still playing and the lights are flashing, but you cannot see nothing. The whole van is covered in white. It's snow. You see the red lights. That's it.
Oh, it's pretty cool.
Oh, how was the movie?
Hey, I loved it, man. Yeah, I'm a Ghostbusters fan, so I loved it. You have to watch. If you never seen a Ghostbuster movie, just take time and watch every single one of them.
Like today, right on your assignment. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you were watching the movie, but you were missed out on a lot of the there's a lot of things that connect to almost every movie on the, in this movie. And the last one is the most important because it's a continuation.
Afterlife.
So every single Ghostbusters is a continuation from the other one. So you pick up things and you have some history. So then this last one, they did a good job because it really, you know, connects you to the all the other old movies. So it was as a Ghostbuster fan, I mean, I love the crew. I love everything they're doing. So.
Angel, let me ask you on that topic, because we just ironically FX had it on last night on Sunday, and we popped on the last few minutes. Afterlife, if you aren't familiar, everyone, is the latest one before this one that introduced the new kind of cast with Paul Rudd, the kid from Stranger Things, and the mom from The Gilded Age. But anyway, that one featured the original Ghostbusters in a small cameo at the end. Spoiler alert. Did they integrate the original a little bit more in this one, Angel?
Well, I'm not going to spoil it, but you got to know there, you know, as you watch the other one, the last one, they're back in New York. So
yeah,
everything happened in New York and all the other movies. So
so there's kisses and cameos.
Yeah, spoiler alert, the last one, you know, we're one Ghostbuster left.
Yeah.
So, but so that's why I say it is imperative for you to watch the last movie, Afterlife. Mm-hmm. Because it will continue. You even have to watch the after credit scenes, because there's two after credit scenes of the Afterlife movie.
Yes.
To kind of follow too, because we just watched it Afterlife. We watched it this weekend again. Alexis just watched it for the first time.
Yep.
Late to the party here.
What's new? Oh, but I loved it so much with the little marshmallow guys and just the way that it unfolded. It was such a great way to honor Harold, who we know, the Ghostbuster who passed away, and also move the story forward. And the chemistry between the new cast, I'm so glad there's like a casting award now, because they really created some magic and some chemistry between the young Ghostbusters now. And you can see and feel that they can continue this story because the kids, I mean, they're kids, but they're learning how to do all of the ghost busting. So I love that part.
No, I love that. I mean, I listen, I try to pay attention to the critics. Newsflash, every movie is going to have critics from now on and ever. There's not one movie that's going to go out without having people hating on it.
Yeah, there's because always going to be critics, yeah.
Yeah,
because it's a whole sport about criticizing. That's all these people do.
Yeah. They want clicks.
Yeah, if you listen to that, you never know. Like, if you really want to love it, you're going to find you're going to love it. If you're really going to hate it, you're lying to yourself, because you're going to find you're creating fake ways to hate. Like, this is one of the things that I hate, that people say, it's too nostalgic. What does that mean? Like, what is bad about being nostalgic? I mean, everything we do is nostalgia. Like, think about this. It's like when people say, oh, you're too nice. What is bad about being nice?
Well, let me ask you this, Angel. You know, you're talking about nostalgia. You're reviewing Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. And what I'm hearing from you is that in order to fully enjoy this movie, it does require homework, though, because I can't just be going into the movie theater and plopping my butt down and seeing this as a brand new film without having done the homework.
Yes, you were enjoying the movie, but you were not fully understand everything. And then you would be like, oh, man. If you watch the other movies after, you'd be like, oh, man, I wish I knew all of this before. Mm. It's like, you know, a lot of the Star Wars, you know, they were.
Yep.
This is a continuation movie. So there's a lot of backstories and Easter eggs and things like that.
It's basically best because you'll pick up on all the emotional notes. Am I right on that, Angel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is like your family now. Like, if you have Ghostbusters, every single member, everybody knows every scene. So you're fully paying attention to every little thing that happens in the movie. And this is what they do a really good job about. But it was done great. I mean, the new cast, is the chemistry is amazing. And there's some new characters in this one, too.
Oh, I'm excited.
Because it's a new ghost. Lots of new ghosts.
I want to see this.
This feels like something that needs to be seen in the theater, too, because of how big and the just the sound.
The effects.
Yeah, and the effects.
Yeah.
The only thing I have to say, the one of the ghosts is, it can be pretty scary for little kids. That one... One of the goals is pretty big and scary. So
okay.
If you have a little kid and you want to bring it, just be aware. You may have to take him out, cover their eyes, or take them only a couple of scenes with it. Because in the movie theater, that ghost is going to be very intimidating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big and loud. Big and loud.
Yeah. But I recommend it. I love it. I will watch it and watch it multiple times. Just like this whole weekend, we literally watched Sendai, watched my son. And we, I have to say my son because some people don't know.
Yeah.
We watched every single Ghostbusters, so he's caught up.
Yeah, he is. It's true.
I love it. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Oh, wait. One other thing, too. We've got to also mention the popcorn bucket that you got is pretty rad.
Oh, yeah. You know what? This one fun thing. Every movie theater has a special, popcorn bucket or keepsake. So, like, I have collectors that are going to AMC and buying their stuff. They go into Imagine Theaters and buying their stuff. Because you can have, like, a big Slimer, popcorn bucket. I have an Ecto one, like a full-size Ecto one popcorn bucket.
I thought it was a toy.
It's so cool that you want to collect it. You don't even want to put popcorn in it. That's so cool.
They do it at Disney, and people wait hours for those things, and they're worth a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
The resale, yeah.
And they're cool. They're better than, they usually give you a little thin basket with the all decorated. Mm-hmm. But no, every one of these keepsakes is really cool. But you have to go to every movie theater to buy them if you want.
Every single one.
Yeah. They all have different ones, exclusives. Oh, thank you.
All right, and be careful what you're doing. There's a lot of ice everywhere.
There's a lot of ice.
That's right.
There we go. There's ice. There is ice, everybody. There is ice, yes.
Alexis is husband. He's living la vida on hell. Living la vida on hell.
I wanted to be polite to our guest, and I didn't want to ask on hell. What sex toy the Ghostbusters Frozen Empire popcorn bucket looked like?
Yeah. Ecto-1. It could be. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Valid question, Holly.
Valid question. I'm excited to see this for sure, though.
Me too.
Especially after seeing Afterlife. And that was absolutely, it's so well done. So.
Yeah. And you're right, too. See it in the theater, everybody.
Yeah. Maybe the Slimer one is, Holly.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that could be a sex toy. Yeah. It looks like a certain, I'm not going to say it. Anyway, 1 week left to pick your prize. Register to win each weekday now through March 29th. We'll award four winners $100 each, and they'll be entered to win the grand prize drawing for a chance to pick your prize, a $10,000 value. Some of the prizes, options, European River Cruise, Cub gift card, patio and landscape package, custom closet system, and more. These are big prizes. These are not belt buckles and chapsticks. No. Big. Sign up right now. MyTalk1071.com, keyword prize. When we come back, a very special amphibian. Next. MSP is going to be very busy this week. Hey, it's Jace for MSP, the number one airport on list after list. All joking aside, it's still spring break season. Get there early on a good day, but now really get there early. And when you do, it'll give you an opportunity to take advantage of all the things that MSP has to offer. But I want to focus on some tips today that will help you at MSP. First, reserve your space in line for security. Did you know that? For the TSA line, you can do it in advance. I recently did it at Terminal 2. Boom, breezed right in. And there was a line I passed. I felt like I had a lightning lane. You can also reserve your space ahead of time in the parking ramp. And don't forget about the new Silver Ramp. So modern. If you have an EV, there are charging units there. And there's a tram that'll take you right to the terminal in minutes. So Here are more reasons why our airport MSP, from ticketing to takeoff, is the best. Speaking of Cher, tomorrow, old ass movie review. I rewatched Mermaids with Cher, Bob Hoskins, Winona Ryder. Does it hold up? Is it as special as I thought it was in 1990? And all my friends, we were obsessed and would quote it all the time. I will tell you if it holds up. We watched it last night. That's tomorrow.
Nice.
Also, some breaking news, some business news that it's only pop culture because you've seen it on every website. Three huge Boeing executives just left.
Bye.
The big wig is stepping down at the end of the year. Another CEO is leaving immediately, and another big wig is leaving in like a couple weeks. Bye. Because, I mean, hello.
When you're fixing your planes with a hotel credit card and Dawn dish soap. Trust, I'm not making that up. You go look over. That is a government investigation.
Yep. What Holly said is factual. Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun steps down amid multiple safety issues. Yeah, multiple. Tires falling off on takeoff. Like, tires. Like, it's a discount tire commercial. And then that door just flew off. Aisle 11. Someone just sitting there enjoying their Genji and their Sun Chips, and door rips off. Anyway, so that just popped.
Yeah. And they're the face. They're ultimately in charge.
Yep. They're the top. Fish stink from the top.
Yeah.
Speaking of animals, fish, not the CEOs, but ancient amphibians will wrap up our show. What is this, Lex?
Yeah, they're still, paleontologists are still getting stuff to dust and explore. And there's a northern central. Yay. When you think they've discovered it all, there's more, guys. So in 2021, there was North Central Texas. There's a site where they brought a whole bunch of stuff over to the Smithsonian. And one of the researchers there said, "Oh, that looks interesting," and started digging around and getting the fossil out. And it turns out it's a 270 million year old amphibian with wide eyes and a wide mouth. It's a newly discovered proto amphibian, and they are naming it Kermitops gratis after Kermit the Frog.
So what is that, free Kermit?
So Kermit OPS is face. So it has a Kermit face. The gratis is named after one of the researchers, a late paleontologist, Nicholas Houghton III. He worked at the Smithsonian and made several trips to the dig where the skull was found. And so that was in honor of him.
Oh.
Yes. And it's just fascinating. You know, they do this because they want to make sure that there is a connection between the science that's done by paleontologists and museums and the general public. They're thinking that would be an easy way, for us to talk about it, plus to, maybe explore more, be more interested.
Ooh, yeah.
Which I think is brilliant.
It is.
Because we wouldn't be talking about it otherwise.
No. If it wasn't named Kermit.
Mm-hmm. It's smart, and it's very unique because they said the skull was different from other frogs. The snout was more of a salamander shape, so it was able to catch tiny insects, it looks like.
I love salamanders.
Love it.
I had a salamander.
You did?
I did.
Oh, yeah, what was this?
House. Probably what was around 10? I had it at my papa's. Kept it at my papa's house because my mom wouldn't let me have a lizard.
Mm.
So my papa let me keep it in his back, in the back room.
Oh.
Back in the laundry room, yeah.
Did you have a carrying case?
I did. I sure did. My Aunt Debbie bought it for me. And, had a little rock in there. I loved him.
Cute.
Yeah. I like salamanders. I couldn't have one now because Colin is petrified of all lizards.
Yeah.
And reptiles. I would never be able to have one.
All reptiles, so you guys aren't going to go out and catch toads in the field?
Oh, God, no. Anything. He can't even look at a TV if it shows a snake.
Oh.
And he's deathly afraid. He's really afraid on one of our vacations to Florida. that an iguana will fall on him, and that's how he will die.
Carry an umbrella, baby. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Might just urinate on him.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Please, for the sake of the show, I hope that would happen. Yeah.
Right oh, there. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, please. Come on, iguana.
Come on, for the sake of the show.
Release.
Just time for one. Interspecies golden shower. Sorry.
Yeah. There you go. On that note, go out there and be yourself. Right, Lex?
Right, you be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so much. Don and Steve Experience next.